The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So it's the 21st of March, 2019. I've got Sue at the controls.
Good morning.
Ashley hovering everywhere.
Always.
And, of course, Trish Clark.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. And it's
turn my ears up here.
Okay.
Somebody last night was obviously.
It is 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 64, a low of 47, partly sunny. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 11 p.m. And on Friday, rain, high near 54, and a low of about 47. Okay, can't read here. And on Saturday, showers likely, mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59, and a low of 43. Sunday night, a chance of rain. Monday, showers. Kind of hover right around the 65 degree and lows in the 47s. Kind of just...
It's going to be rainy.
It's going to be rainy.
Except for
Sunday.
It's going
to be rainy, yeah. Showers. Not rain, but showers.
Showers. I tell you what, last night,
had
it
a couple
was
gully
raining.
Washers.
Yeah,
yes, we did.
Night.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, Carl, I have an important announcement this morning.
Okay.
I got to jump right into this because I owe some really good friends an apology. Jim and Mary Lou Gibson, you all know Commander Gibson, had their 67th wedding anniversary on March 15th.
Wow.
Last Friday.
Wow.
And I wanted to give a shout out to them. Congratulations. I was going to do it last Thursday. Completely forgot it.
Well, I tell you what, Commander Gibson robbed the cradle.
I think so.
You know what? Aren't they the nicest people in
they
the world?
They are. And just, I'm 67 years. That's a long time to be.
Hey, for me.
Yeah.
10 years is a long time. This is the longest I've ever been married.
Yeah. If my husband had lived, I would be married 48 years now.
Okay. Well, my parents were married into the 60th years, and Linda's parents had their 65th anniversary.
So congratulations, Jim and Mary Lou. Sorry I missed
Commander.
You last week. Commander.
Commander Gibson. Okay.
All right.
Well, I haven't seen you since last week. No, it's been 2 weeks now.
2 weeks.
So what's stuck in your craw today?
Well, I don't know. See, I can jump into so many things with the federal government right now that I just can't even.
Here's something.
Well, the biggest thing.
Okay.
The biggest thing.
Biggest thing.
Is how in the world are we going to ever get to the point where we can make a difference, regardless of who we elect, if neither side is listening to the people? With this whole thing with the 12 Republicans crossing the line to support the wall issue with the Democrats.
The emergency.
Yeah,
the emergency declaration,
which is, by any stretch of anybody's imagination, I don't even think anybody's even arguing that it's unconstitutional, because it isn't.
Right.
I mean, it's a clear thing that the President of the United States can do. I'm not surprised that the Democrats would try to block it. Not surprised, but I wish they'd stop doing that. The Republicans certainly didn't do that to Obama all the time he was in there, try to sue him every time he opened his mouth or picked up his pen, even though a lot of what he was doing was unconstitutional. But for the Republicans to cross the line, support the Democrats, and say, well, I just don't want him to be doing that kind of stuff that he doesn't have the right to do. They know full well he does have the right. But how you get the letter from the Republican Senate, help us keep Republicans in office. Why would we want to?
Well,
who do we elect?
Certain Republicans, probably. Well, you know what's going to happen is some Republicans were upset by people more conservative than them. you know, if you remember in the last election.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, Republicans are looking at this, and, you know, they've got a lot of, you know, of support in their state, and they're going to say, well, you know what, maybe we don't want him.
I wish that people would run against their own party.
It happened last time. I think you're going to see it again this next time, too.
I certainly hope so.
Okay, here's what's getting me right now. The Democrats, you know, it's not Democrats, period, but many, and it's not all the Democrats, it's the ones that are running for office right now. They're pushing out this thing about changing the Supreme Court, putting more people on the Supreme Court, all these other things.
Getting rid of the Electoral College.
You know, they're saying, and then getting rid of the Electoral College. Now, here's what they did. If you remember what they did when they held the power in the Senate, is they exercised the nuclear option for the first time ever on judges under the Democrats. And they just brought it down to 50 plus mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. vote. And, you know, and they did not have the foresight to say, well, what happens if the Republicans get in? Well, the Republicans got in. So now the Republicans are using that option against them. And they're screaming. They're screaming about it. Oh, it's not 60. Oh, I'm sorry, but that was your rule. You know, mm-hmm. you set the precedent.
Which is how it should be anyway. They made the stupid rule that it takes 60 votes to begin with.
So now they're saying, we need more people on the Supreme Court. And we've got to be able to put more people on the Supreme Court besides just these nine. Well,
I don't know.
Again, you're starting to see, okay, so what's that number going to be? Is it going to be 12? Okay, well, so now we're going to have 12 people on the Supreme Court because now we want to be able to push three justices in that negate whatever the president of, if it's a Democrat or a Republican, whoever they put in there, now they're going to say that, okay, then if, say, a Democrat's in power and he or she names the next Supreme Court justice, well, the Republicans, if they're in charge of the Senate, oh, okay, we're going to put another, you know, conservative in. This is silly. This is just silly.
And
now,
most of these things would take a constitutional amendment, though.
It takes a constitutional amendment.
And that's what the people do, not them. They can't amend the Constitution.
The only thing stupider than that is for calling to do away with the Electoral College. Warren and many of these others are starting to say, well, that Electoral College, it's, you know what, it was for slavery, which was absolutely untrue.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely untrue. It had nothing to do with it. It had to do with representation of smaller part people, groups of people, than larger groups to do away with mob rule. That's what our republic is.
That was one of the most contentiously embattled issues in our Constitution.
That's right.
The ability of the larger settlements to overrule the people who lived out in the hitherland.
That's right. And when you go straight democracy, if you went straight democracy in this country, everybody from east of the five to the west of the, what is it back there, the whatever that main
whatever
road.
Whatever the main road is.
Main road is, your votes don't count.
You'd never see a president. You'd never see a candidate.
Your votes don't count.
That's right.
You know, because the cities are getting bigger. It's getting urban, and they vote differently. So what they want to do is put the power in the cities of maybe four places in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that,
mm-hmm.
what that would do to our country.
Oh, my God.
And this is what the Democrats are proposing. Oh, it should be a Democratic vote. No.
We're a republic
for a reason. We're here to be able to represent. Now, the Electoral College usually votes the way the vote in the state goes, which to me is also wrong.
But that's only in some states. That's how they're going to sidestep the importance of the Electoral College is state by state. They're going through and saying, okay, now some states divide them according to,
California doesn't.
And many other
states.
And
they've got like 10 or 12 other states are doing that.
That's
and that
right.
to me is ridiculous because,
is.
You know, we have an election here, 60 or 58% vote Democrat and 42% vote Republican. That 42% was a large part. That's millions of people in the state. They're not represented in the presidential election. And that's wrong. They should have it broken out by percentage.
Yeah.
But they don't do that because they don't like the idea of mob rule and buying.
They continue to refer to themselves as a democracy. We've got to keep this democracy alive. I hear people say it day in and day out. Well, it's a democratic country. No, it's not. It's a republic, and it's a constitutional republic, and it's that for a reason.
That's right.
For a reason, because democracies, as you can read it all over and look at through history, and they fail. They go through a certain period, and they eventually fail.
You know what doesn't fail? My sleep number bed.
I know.
Whoa. How long have you had your sleep number bed?
Probably about 15 years.
Well, we've had ours at least 5. And then Bob, bad Bob, who's moved. And he hasn't moved yet. He's still around. But he's moved a lot of his stuff up to Oregon. You know, that's where they're trying to. Guess what? They bought a sleep number bed, and they are loving it. When they come back down to the bed they have here that you hear advertised in a lot of places, he says, there's just no comparison.
No.
There's just no comparison.
And you don't know that until you sleep on it.
You don't know it. And right now,
give it a try.
The sleep number 360 bed has people from children to parents to pro athletes use it. And right now you can save up to $500 on a select sleep number 360 smart bed. But you got to go on down to the sleep number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda and Trish sent you. Linda was just in there the other day and seeing how everything was going. And got sales great. All this because people, once they get on it and they hear us talking about it and then they try it out, they're sold.
So if you're even thinking about buying a new bed, you've got to try out.
You've got to try it out. Sleep number. Okay, 7:16 in the morning. Trish and I'll be back right after these messages. Ideals I think are right, and I can stand beside the idea to stand and fight. I do believe that's a dream for everyone.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points get you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Help a Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world.
Good song for this morning.
You know, I love that song.
I do, too.
Is that because I'm...
Yeah. About the red, white, and blue.
You know, there's so many things about this country I love. And, you know, and there are things about this country that need to be changed. You know, I'm probably not bright enough to tell everything that has to be changed here. But the one thing I hope doesn't change, and I see it happening, maybe. Yeah, I do see it happening, is people aren't as proud of this country as they should be. They think there's so many things wrong in this country. And maybe, you know, we do have things wrong. But, you know, you look at things like the fires, people standing up, you know, the firemen and the first responders rushing into the flames, people helping each other so much afterwards, helping people so much afterwards. This thing where, you know, something happens in another country, we have candlelight vigils for people that died in New Zealand. This country that helps so many people in the world. You know, and they go, well, you know, we're always out and we're being imperialist. Well, you know what? When I was in Somalia, none of the people we were saying were calling us imperialist.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saving a lot of people there.
Carl,
and giving them a chance for life. And, I mean, literally bringing in food and water. A whole village has got like a half-inch pipe that dribbles water out. And in their major water supply, has got dead animals in it. You know, and they're so down, so beaten down that this is just, they're dying because they're so weak. They don't have the ability to just go out and do certain things that we take for granted, like, you know, like fresh water. And we're out there and bringing in water and digging wells and doing these things, you know, there. But around the world, we do this for people. And we have people pointing at us like we are some kind of like really bad guy. And this country has helped so many billions of people throughout the world. We have rescued. I mean, it's going, you know, World War II. We were in that. And, you know, millions being put in extermination camps by a Nazi by the name of Hitler and his henchmen. And now we use that term Nazi. Trump's a Nazi. Pelosi's a Nazi. I mean, we use this term Nazi like it's because, you know, like it's like, oh, well, he's a Nazi. Well, no, I don't see a Trump putting people in extermination camps and systematically eradicating people. No, I don't see that yet. That's used. I see people, you know, calling our country bad and rude and racist and homophobic. And I mean, it just I worry in for the future because our kids are being brought up in this.
Carl, I want to take the other side of that argument because I think that's certainly the picture that's being painted by the liberal side of our country, and unfortunately most of our media that the coverage we're getting is on the side of the Democrats, and that's the picture they're trying to paint. But if you take the time to look at the rallies across this United States, every place that our president goes and every time he gives any kind of a news conference or a gathering or he shows up any place, not hundreds of people, but thousands of people congregate They wave their flag. They yell USA. They're proud to be part of this country. I think that's the picture, and I think that's the majority of what's happening in the United States.
Well, you know what? I would, you know, again, we go into the silent majority.
Right? I think
and,
that
which
out-
is one of the reasons that Trump won. If you take a look at the map.
That's right.
Look
at the numbers, how many counties he won. Carl, he won all but 80 counties in the United
States. Like that.
I mean, the numbers
he won
are,
every county in Oklahoma. Every county.
If you look at the numbers that go along with the whole electoral college process, which we touched on earlier, and recognize that President Trump, he made one appearance in the state of California, and it was in Redding. He didn't bother with the state of California because he knew he could not take the popular vote in the state of California.
No.
He didn't bother with a couple of other states that had the huge population because he knew he could not take the electoral college vote. He knew how to win the election, and it's by electoral college, and that's right. What he concentrated on.
And it was a brilliant strategy.
But absolutely. He had to have the popular vote, had he gone into it knowing that he needed to win the popular vote, I think he would have, because he would have concentrated his time in those places where the popular vote was.
And not as much time in the others, figuring he's going to pick
exactly
it up.
That's exactly right.
Well, let's talk about this popular vote thing, and let's talk about changing the Constitution, because now we're starting to hear that, too, also from those that are running for office, about why does Wyoming have two senators and California have two senators?
Same
there's
reason
100
that we
million
have the electoral
people,
college.
There's millions and millions, tens of millions of people more in California than there is in Wyoming. Yeah, you're right. Again, that Constitution, those guys setting that up, were a lot brighter, obviously, than some of the leadership in this country today.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
Again, you want people represented. You want people represented so that they do have an impact on what's happening. 100 senators in this country.
Two for each state regardless
That's right.
of population.
That's right. And guess what? Those two senators become very, very important, as we've seen.
Mm.
You know, it's
very
not,
powerful
it's,
positions.
They're very powerful positions, and they're there for a reason. It's there to represent their way of life up here. And we go, and we have a perfect example of that right here where we live in California.
Yes.
Northern California. We have two butt kickers down there, or will, for our assemblyman and our senator, right? But that's two. The city of Los Angeles has 47.
Yeah.
47. So we are in that spot where if we were a representative, a Republic of California, that wouldn't be happening.
That's right.
It would not be happening.
Well, and
I thought we were the Republic of California.
Well,
obviously not.
No. Well, no, because we have the senators. The senators are set up by a different population scheme than the assembly is.
But still, we lost senators up here. And it used to be, we used to have one per county. In some cases, you had one for, you know, two or three counties. Yes.
Okay.
And then in that lawsuit that changed that.
Oh,
the population.
You're right.
We had that, and then the lawsuit happened, and we changed it, you know, then to population. Well, that just stripped everybody
and
north of Sacramento
from
anything that had to do with fair representation.
So, what, are you going to get on board with the recall Newsom wagon?
No. You know what? I hope Newsom, here's what I really hope. I hope Newsom just runs amok. And I mean, runs amok.
I think you can count on that.
Well, I hope he runs amok. And then people, all of a sudden, in 2 years from now, when their taxes are going sky high, when they find out that in 5 years that the internal combustion engine is going to have to be able to reach this point, but nobody else in the United States says that, and so they're charging, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to start changing trucks over, like my friend who is right now. It's costing him $27,000 just put some filters in, and maybe more than that. So he's even looking at changing everything off one chassis to another chassis, and it's going to save him money in the long run. So because they keep changing amount of carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through this several years ago. I hope he does. I hope he runs amok and people look at it and go, wait a minute, we have gone way too far to, you know, swinging to the left here.
Are there going to be any businesses left at that point? You know, one of the things that we're in the process down in the city of Anderson in our school district down there of choosing a new superintendent of the Anderson Union High School District.
I think I'll apply.
And so we're looking at one of the things that we're talking about in that process is the shrinking enrollment, declining enrollment.
Yeah.
Well, that's happening all over Shasta County.
Well, yeah.
And it's happening all over the state of California. We lost a lot of people after the fires,
mm-hmm.
but we're losing a lot of people because people are just simply moving out of the state of California.
Well, there's a, and I've said this for the last 3 days, but there's a realtor here in town says he's repopulated in Idaho City.
I know the city.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. You know, they've been in the business since 1967, 52 years now. SST Oil has been serving its customers and community. They're a proud member of the CFN, Fleetwide Fueling Network. Now, what does that mean? If you have one of their cards, you can go to over 57,000 card-activated fuel sites. Now, I've been in the middle of nowhere. The place is closed, but, you know, they keep the pump on.
Uh-huh.
And I go in there, stick in my CFN card from SST Oil. Boom. It's good. And, you know, and there's so many of them. And if you're looking, okay, well, where is it? I mean, just look it up on their little, on their little app there, their little website. Boom. It shows you all the way across the United States, thousands of them. Saves you money, keeps track of it for you, the whole thing. That's SST Oil. You can give them a call and you tell them hello. Tell them you want to learn more about the CFN cards and the other things they do. 241-1167. SST Oil, employee owned. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning.
Good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning on the 21st of March. It's raining out there. It's 47 degrees.
It's not raining. It's nice.
It's not raining right now, but yeah. It's been raining. It's going to rain some more today. It's going to be raining tomorrow.
Showers.
It's going to be raining Saturday a little bit. Sunday's going to be sunny because it's sunny because I'm going out Sunday with my hunter. To go out and
looking for those turkeys again.
The elusive turkey guy.
You know what, Daddy? They got lots of turkeys down in Corny. Go down by Corny. They have wild turkeys all over every place.
Well, you know, that's what they say.
Well, I got pictures of them.
I'm sure. No, I've got people telling me.
They were everywhere.
The lady was here yesterday telling me that she's got 34 of them that roost on her house. And I thought, that's cool.
That wouldn't be good.
Here I am, a retired Marine officer, a business owner. Mm-hmm. I have my master's. And I'm walking around the fields looking for turkey poop. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it, turkey poop. Oh, man, here's a bunch right here. Okay. That's probably the crossing right here. I mean, you know, two guys, retired command sergeant major, retired Marine, you know, lieutenant colonel, and we're out there looking.
But you guys have such fun doing that. I mean,
we are
a
little
strange. You really do.
Yeah, but you know what? I never realized that he would reach down and really taste it to see what they're eating.
Oh, get out.
I am. I'm kidding. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is good morning. Hey, when are you going to have Rob and Bruce Middleton on?
8 o'clock.
About... Oh, good. I was wondering. I didn't want to miss that.
No, hey. They're going to be on at 8 o'clock. They're going to be talking about the vote that the city council made on 3-2 on having park fees on not only residential but commercial buildings and the impact this is going to have and is already having on construction.
That should be a good conversation. Hey, I wanted to bring to you guys' attention that there's quite a few states, it's almost 30, that are wanting to have a constitutional convention, and they only need 6 or 8 more states to force one. And, you know, my thoughts are, do you really want these deep state politicians rewriting our Constitution?
Absolutely not.
Once they get their foot in the door,
no.
You know, and you'll have... Elizabeth Warren and those kind of people rewriting it?
No, I don't want it. I'm not the one that's calling for it.
Well, I know, but people need to be aware of that and start calling their legislatures and letting them know their thoughts on it.
You're just asking for trouble. You get into a constitutional
convention. It is. It's a good. Actually, the group backing it have some really good ideas about what they intend to do. But you're absolutely right. Once you open that door. Boy.
Let's remember what they did with the 61 votes.
Yeah.
The 51 votes to start putting people in. Once you get the door open, you don't know what's going to happen. You know what? Every plan is great till the first round goes down range. You know?
That's absolutely right.
And then it turns to crap. Yeah. No matter how good the plan is.
You know, one of their constitutional amendments that I think has been detrimental to our country is the 17th. The 17th Amendment to the Constitution took the changed the way the senators are sent to Washington, D.C. Before that, they were appointed by the state legislatures. And after that, they were elected. The reason they changed it to electing them was because some of the state legislatures were having a hard time appointing somebody. And what that did is the House is set up, the House of Representatives is set up to represent the people, so the people vote on them. When the states were appointing their senators, the senators went back there and represented the state, not the population. And that changed the whole dynamics of our Congress in Washington, D.C. When your senator goes back there, he's got to worry about getting elected. And if there's a policy in California that might affect the Hispanics or the black people, they worry about, you know, whether they're going to offend them and not get their vote. And in my opinion, that's been detrimental to us.
Well, Nick, I would counter argue that we don't have any elected people back in Washington, D.C. representing the people except Donald Trump.
Well, that's absolutely right. There's a few of them that are pretty good. But
I can count them all on one hand.
Well, that's why I believe that they should be appointed. The senators should be appointed.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. Okay, but this thing about this Constitutional Convention, everybody's just got to be aware of, no matter how well you think that you got this thing planned out, the other side is, they're very wily too. I don't care which side you're on. Both sides are going to be fighting like hell to put something in there that's going to change our lives forever.
And right now, us conservatives are outnumbered.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, you know what?
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Because I think a lot of people in this country...
I think that's what the press would like you to believe.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in this country, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are pretty much middle of the road. You know, and I think a lot of people are lean right. I think a lot of people believe in Christianity. I think a lot of people believe that killing a child after it's born is wrong. I think a lot of people believe that if you work hard and then you earn a living and that you can move forward and you don't want to be overtaxed. See, I think most people.
I think the majority of the people feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm
talking
about our representatives in Washington, D.C.
Well, and you go back, there's certain ones of them, you know, they're pushing for socialism. Frankly, they ought to just let, you know what, every time they say something, it should be trumpeted to the whole country saying, this is what they want, and this is the impact it's going to have on you.
But then until you have a free press again, until you're getting the actual story being reported, the average person walking around the street has absolutely no idea what's going on.
The average person walking around the street, in many cases, has no idea that there's three branches to our government.
That's exactly right.
Which is unfortunate because we stopped teaching that.
We don't teach government.
Bye.
Bye.
We don't teach government in the schools anymore. We don't teach anything about... And they're even talking about, not even talking about United States history prior to World War II.
Yeah.
We don't teach the Constitution. It's not required that they know anything about their government. It used to be. I always said that I thought the Federalist Papers should be required reading prior to the time that a child graduates from high school. So they know why our Constitution is what it is, why it was written the way it was. It should be taught. We got into all that stuff when I was in school. The kids, I talk to my grandchildren about the Constitution now. They're not even vaguely familiar with it.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, the many teachers are pushing that this is a living document.
Yeah.
It needs to be changed as society changes. Well, doesn't it? Okay.
Change it right along with our dictionary.
I don't want to, I don't want to offend the Anderson Police Department. I just saw where one of their officers received an award from the Law Peace Officers Association about wearing the vest. The young man that was down there got shot twice in the chest when they were making that arrest, and there was a shootout at the motel down there. Young man got shot twice in the chest. He says, you know what, if I didn't have that vest on, and if there's nothing else, I want people to realize what happens, you know, for a police officer not to wear the vest. And that's not what I'm saying to offend the Anderson Police Department. In fact, the young man that came in, when they went into that door, when you stack outside the door, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, that first guy through the door, if he's got a shield or something like that, and he's usually a bigger guy, so you can stack behind him. Something could happen like that. In this case, when that door opened up, he got shot twice. His fellow officers returned fire, killing the guy, or resulted in killing him. But I want people to think about every time that officer gets out of his car and walks up to a car, right then, anything can happen.
That's right.
Anything can
happen. They have no way of knowing.
They have no way of going. My son is a marshal, as everybody knows, U.S. Marshal. He goes after the real bad guys, and he's got a task force that does that. So when they go after a bad guy, everybody there knows this person has ready to shoot, and so they are all prepared. I mean, they're vested up and some of them wearing helmets and all this stuff. I mean, they go after these guys. But it's not like, you know, but your average officer gets out of his car, walks up to another car, or walks to a house because there's been a report, and he's out there by himself. He or she is out there by themselves.
And in this day and age, don't you think that they're mentally aware of that?
They are.
I mean,
they are. But he made a good point. He said there's officers out there that don't wear vests, and they're, you know, for a variety of reasons, and because maybe they're not, you know, maybe they're for whatever reason, maybe their departments can't afford them. I mean, imagine that, some of the smaller departments. Anyway, I thought he was, when you listen to him talk, he did a very articulate telling why, you know, that he was, you know, honored for this. You know, he's honored. I got shocked, but I'm alive.
It seems to me that anyone in this day and age in a uniform, because of the mindset of the people, we ought to really seriously think about that. You know, we've got all kinds of people out in our forest. We've got that are armed, that we have, that are
fishing game guys out there.
That's right.
Do they wear vests?
They should be.
They should be.
If they're not, they should be.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back is what I'm going to say. I don't want to offend the Anderson Police Department, but I want to bring up something that I'm just questioning right here. Not the young man, of course, anything like this. Is something that happened yesterday that I want to talk about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health. They have a board-certified cardiologist, cardiac and vascular surgeons, and more. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, community, and compassion. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:46 in the morning, 47 degrees out here on the 21st of March.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now, Thursday p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yes, and they wonder why.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's my Trish Day.
It's Thursday. Today. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look. Okay. The I saw yesterday the dog down in Anderson, the police dog, who did a great job of work in pulling a guy down.
Yes.
Got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
I think got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
So, won a medal for heroism. I have a problem with this.
I know you said that before.
Did I say it before, like today?
Not today, but
did I say it when it happened before?
When it happened before,
when they were describing it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a use of words, Carl. It's an overtaxed word.
It is. The word heroic to me means something that is so above. It's above and beyond. But the other thing is, it's above and beyond, and you know the consequences when you're doing it. In other words, you run into a burning building, you pull somebody out. I mean, that's your job. You're a fireman. But it's heroic to do that. When you're in combat and you run out and you rescue somebody, or you make a frontal assault on a position, knowing that something could happen to you when you're doing this. This dog, who did an outstanding job, was doing a job. Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know it was heroic. He was doing what they had taught him to do. He there was no reasoning in this dog's head. The dog said, my job is to go over and bite that guy on the arm. And the dog did it. Did a great job, pulled him down, the whole thing. Everybody jumped on the guy instead of having to kill him because he had a gun. And I don't know if it was where the dog bit him and he dropped the gun or whatever it was. But when the guy turned around and shot and it hit the dog, didn't stop. But the dog did not go through a complex series of thoughts that said, you know, that guy's got a gun. He just shot me, and I'm unarmed. And dog didn't think that. Dog thought one thing. Dog, if the dog thought at all, the dog thought.
Well,
just reacted to what he was trained to do. I don't want to offend the. I don't really care. I don't about offending the people that awarded the dog. But who really is the medal for? Is it for the police department? Well, they all deserve medals. Is it for the handler? Because he was obviously with the dog, because he doesn't just let the dog out of the car and say, go do your job. So is it for him? Because he's running alongside the dog. Or the dog's like 50 yards in front of him. Dogs can't be heroes. Horses cannot be heroes. You know, and they say, oh, this dog woke this family up when there was a fire.
Well-trained dog.
Well, dog knew there was something wrong. It was a dog thinking, I have to go wake them up because there's a fire, and I have to lead them out of the house. I mean, no.
You know, I remember this conversation actually when this happened, and you
I'm
were
still upset about it.
And
it takes down the word heroism. It makes those officers that walk into those doors and get shot. He's a hero. The people behind him waiting in to end this, they're heroes. The dog is doing his job.
I would say to you that there are probably I don't disagree. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But there's a losing fight. But there's a lot better examples of awards that mean nothing. That have taken place and nobody gets upset. Like Obama and the Nobel Peace Prize to mind.
That offended me.
Well, okay, and that's something that you can really,
yeah.
I mean, you can really get offended by. Nobody does. So, you know what, where I go with it is my big gripe, and where I can really get off on a rant is the changing of the words in our language.
Oh, okay.
And that's a perfect example of that. Because their heroism and they're changing it enough to include so many other things. They keep changing the meaning of the words and somehow try to make us responsible for offending someone by using a word.
You're not going to use any of those words right now, are you?
I might.
No. Well, let's just think about this. Just think about it for a second, okay? Just a second.
No, I'm just saying that they need to make up new words. If they have a new meaning, they need to come up with a new word. They can't use the word that already has a very clear... I'll give you one of the words.
Okay.
Marriage.
Okay.
Marriage has a definition. It's a union between a man and a woman to procreate children. That's what marriage is about.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to have a joining of two other people, of any whatever, or two other whatevers, they need a new word.
What's that word?
I don't care what the word is. Make up a new word. But it shouldn't be marriage.
Marriage light? That's already taken. Marriage light?
Whatever.
Commingling?
I'm just saying, don't change the definition of the words that we already know what they mean. Come up with a new word.
Okay.
I mean, and heroism is the same thing. Maybe a dog award, maybe whatever. But maybe heroism for an animal is not the same thing as heroism for a human.
How about an award for outstanding
accomplishment?
A performance.
There you go.
I'd be fine with that. I'd applaud. I'd be there when they gave him the outstanding performance medal for a police dog.
I have
no problem with that.
Right. But again, like I said, they want us to change the meaning, and then they want to get in my face because I'm not politically correct because I use a word that they've changed the meaning of.
I'm
not going there.
Not going there. Good.
Yeah, that's on them. If they take it differently than the way I meant it because they've changed the meaning, then that's just on them.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the city council voted to hire 4 new community service officers last night.
That's good.
$365,000 a year for that.
And they're going to get the one on right away. They do a lot of good work.
I tell you what, the community service officers are, what they do is you come into contact with them a lot. If there's a car wreck, they're there. If there's anything that's nonviolent, they're usually going to be there. They're going to be taking theft reports and burglary reports and that. And they are. They are, you know, the ones I've met were really, really professional, did their job well, and you felt like, oh, okay, hey, this is cool. But this puts it lets 4 other officers stay on the street. Now, I also want to applaud the city council and Barry Tippin for finding the $700,000 by consolidating positions and eliminating other positions. To find $700,000 to pay for just things like this. For the community service officers. In about 4 minutes or 5 minutes after the news, I see 3 people lined up out there that are going to come in and they're going to talk about the park fee and how that was raised and how that's going to impact on housing and business in this town for this the increase they put on this.
To build future parks.
But you brought up a real good point here, Trish. Our population is not growing. Mm. And in fact, there's less children than there were before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so that impacts on schools. And if there's less people, how many more parks do we need?
Are we
betting that in the next 5 years there's going to be an influx of 10,000 more people coming in?
And we already know that the parks that we have, we don't have the staff to maintain and patrol and keep them in good condition so that the people can use them. And they're overrun in many cases by the homeless population. So do we really want to build more parks so that we have more maintenance? It's like this new park bill that just passed in the federal government. Which I kind of support pretty much everything the president's doing. I'm not crazy about that new Wilderness Act thing, gobbling up how many more thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres of land to put it into wilderness to be maintained for the public. Bottom line is they're not maintaining it. They haven't maintained what they've got under their control, and we don't need any more wilderness set aside federal land.
Says you. But here's the thing about the wilderness.
They need to maintain what they've got,
It's got to be open to the people.
Yeah, everybody that's a mountain goat.
When I first moved here, they were restricting use of the roads just around here.
That, you know, and that's what happens in a true wilderness area.
They don't.
You can't go in unless you're a mountain goat.
Or you walk in, or you go in by horse. Sometimes not even by horse.
Not even by horse.
Sometimes.
And how many of the population can do that?
You can. You can walk in anywhere.
Not very far.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with, it looks like, a number of Middletons are standing out there. So we'll bring them all in after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The National Guard setting up a safety perimeter around a Houston area petrochemical storage facility that caught fire this week. The move comes after benzene was detected in air samples taken near the tank farm. If you're anywhere nearby, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo urging you to stay indoors.
Given our very conservative air quality standards, we're at a level where, out of an abundance of caution, there should be a shelter in place, which the City of Deer Park has announced. It's important to remember, outside of that immediate area, we are not seeing any elevated readings right now.
She spoke with KTRK and local schools canceling classes for the day. Researchers warn that severe flooding, which has already caused so much destruction across several Midwestern states, could soon impact parts of the South along the lower Mississippi River, where the floodwaters could persist for several weeks. President Trump today signs an executive order aimed at ensuring free speech on college campuses.
Acting on an idea he proposed at CPAC earlier this month, the president will order colleges to protect free speech or risk losing federal funding. The executive order would affect federal research grants, but not student financial aid. A senior administration official says the president strongly supports cultivating free speech in higher education and that college and university campuses should promote open, intellectually engaging debate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI joining the Transportation Department Inspector General and Congress in their investigations of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner. Two of the planes have crashed since October. The focus of the investigations, the FAA certification process for the MAX 8. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow up 142 points, the NASDAQ better by 62, and the S&P is up 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
A meeting in Israel reaffirms the relationship between that country and the United States. The latest from the media line's Charles B. Blazer.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, where he reinforced the two countries' unbreakable bond that has never been stronger. The top U.S. diplomat stressed the need to curb Iran's regional expansionism, but notably omitted reference to the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan, expected to be released shortly after Israel's April 9th elections. For his part, Netanyahu called on Washington to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, amid reports such a declaration could come next week when the Israeli leader is hosted by President Trump at the White House. On Thursday, Pompeo is slated to visit the Western Wall and tour the new American embassy in Jerusalem. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. American officials visit Beijing next week. Next round of high-level trade talks with China.
U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin will be in China for 2 days at the end of next week for an eighth round of negotiations with China. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis acknowledges the U.S. is walking a fine line trying to curtail China's military and still achieve a trade deal.
I think we're going to get something out of this. Otherwise, I don't believe Trump would endorse going ahead.
U.S. complaints include claims that China has engaged in theft of U.S. trade secrets and forced U.S. companies to transfer technology in exchange for access to China's markets. George Bonzani reported.
A detective in Reno says a Salvadoran immigrant charged with 4 Nevada murders told police he robbed and killed his elderly victims during a 10-day rampage in January because he needed money to buy methamphetamine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today.
Good morning,
Trish. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, it's Trish. 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 64 and a low of 47 and a slight chance of showers this evening. Friday, we're looking for rain, high of 54, low of 45. On Saturday, showers likely, a high of 59, a low of 43. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Get out and get around because going to have some sun on Sunday, and then it's going to rain again on Monday. And looks like that through the better part of next week. So temperatures running right around in the mid-60s, lows in the high 40s, but it's going to rain for a few days more. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. As you know, in the past couple of weeks, the city council has voted on a number of things. One is the soccer park. And it's a 4-1 vote. It's going to be around $5.1 million. And the financing, depending on who you listen to, is not going to impact on the police. Or it will impact on the police, depending on which side you're listening to. But the at that same night, they had another vote. And it was a vote to put fees on construction, if I understand this right. And to pay for future parks in our city. And with me, I have three of the Middletons, not all of the Middletons, as was pointed out to me, but Bruce, Rob, and Cameron. And both Bruce and Rob talked why this was a bad idea. And I have them in here. So why is this a bad idea? Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Rob starts.
And
it's hard to be in here and with that window. I understand because I find myself kind of
gazing out at times.
Yeah.
Well, in starting out here, first of all, we want to point out this isn't sour grapes, and we're all parents, grandparents, and parks are appreciated by us as much as anybody. We realize need of parks. We wear several hats, and that we're born and raised here. And we've been in the real estate development business forever, at least for me. And, we've seen growth in Reading. We haven't seen growth in the last 10 years, it seems like, though. It's been relatively flat. And, if you look at take, for example, the Stillwater Business Park, and you take the state of California, realize how hard it is to get businesses to come to California or expand in California or keep them in California. And so, this vote virtually imposed park fees on commercial, which they have never been there before, and industrial. And with the difficulties of attracting firms to the Stillwater Business Park, you know, to impose more fees at this point in time is, to me, handcuffing the city of Redding and those that want to see growth in the Stillwater Business Park and development out there. Being in real estate for 43 years in this area, I have been on the EDC committee in Shasta County now for over 20 years. We've tried to see more growth of good jobs here, bring companies here. I've personally been out to Stillwater a number of times with clients. I was out there with an out-of-state firm. They tried to make sense out of building a new building out there, bringing jobs to this community, which would be very good jobs. And the cost of the building, the fees at that time, which was roughly 2.5-3 years ago, was prohibitive for them.
Was this a California-based company or a national?
Washington.
Washington, okay.
And then I represented a local firm here that was being highly recruited to go out of state. They've been here a number of years. EDC brought them here. And they have a number of great jobs, 80. They wanted to expand. They talked about an additional 50 jobs, so they needed a new building. Went out to Stillwater. Again, it was very difficult for them to relocate in Stillwater with the cost of construction, including the impact fees, the permit fees, and the cost of construction. A solution came about where instead of going to Stillwater, they ended up buying a piece of property across the street and expanding by adding an additional 35,000 square feet and adding 50 more jobs. They were close to going to either Texas, Utah, or Nevada. They were being highly recruited out of here, and they made the choice to stay. And so now we have 130 very good-paying jobs there.
Why did they stay?
They had 80 local employees. They liked Redding. And to relocate into another state, they were being offered a lot of incentives.
Sure.
And, of course, right now the incentives that are being offered across the nation are being challenged by the labor unions and it making the prevailing wage a major issue. And prevailing wage in most cases is outweighing the job credits. There's a firm looking at Stillwater right now that's been in the paper. The job credit issue is weighing heavily on their minds. And, you know, if they're attacked and they lose, it could force a bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are going back to imposing new fees at this time for parks for the future on commercial industrial. And in the presentation that night, they cited the Panda Express recently paid for their little building down there on South Churn Creek in the new development. They showed on the board, I believe it's $272,000 is what they paid for permits.
Mm.
And they thought that by imposing this park fee, it was inconsequential. Well, park fees are going up every year automatically like school fees. There's a built-in
multiplier.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to realize that's compounded. Same thing as property taxes and mm-hmm. other issues out there.
Let me take a step back here. We're going to take a break in a minute. The Panda Express, that's not a huge building. Am I missing something here? Okay. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I thought I was too.
$272,000 just in permits for the state in Redding?
I think part of the irony here.
Move that over to
you. Part of the irony here is when Rob and I started selling real estate 40 years ago or whatever, you could have built the building for that amount. And now that's just fees and permits. And this is the first time they've ever implemented them. And a lot of these construction sites and whatever, they're kind of skinny to begin with. There's not a lot of error, and if you can't make any money or you're going to break even, why invest a couple of $1 million?
Generally speaking, when a city or a county or a state comes up with a fee, there's supposed to be a nexus to that fee, i.e. by building this, it's going to cause an expansion there. How do they get a nexus from commercial industrial buildings to parks?
Well, I think part of the trouble, too, is to keep in mind that all of this was based upon a draft of the Parks, Trails, and Open Space Master Plan, which was actually rescinded by the city council. So, these numbers were created off of a study and a proposed plan that is not implemented.
Okay, but they rescinded it for another reason, though, didn't they? Did it have to do with fire and open spaces?
It had to do with a pending lawsuit.
Yeah. Okay. And that's important, too, is that there was the when they voted on this and then the lawsuit about, hey, we're not taking care of the open spaces now.
That's,
so they rescinded that.
Exactly.
Okay. We need to take a break. 8:14 in the morning. I'm here with Bruce, Rob, and Cameron Middleton. I don't know who's running the office this morning, but we're here. We're talking about, it's not just park fees. We're going to also get into the riverfront later on in the show, too. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, like your own private little cruise ship right downtown on Hartnell. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, living good at River Commons Senior Living. Head on down there. Go on down, have lunch with everybody. Talk to the people there, and you're not going to be sorry. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 here in the morning, 50 degrees out here on the 21st of March, 2019.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReddingHomeExpo.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery Tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points get you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You girls do a great job with the music out there.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5. I keep getting that 96.5, 96.5.
Absolutely. So I couldn't FM, hear, 96.5 FM.
So I walk in, I can't hear that. I'm going, because every so often, you know, I'm up in a tower. Who knows what happens? Well, it helps if you turn on the radio. I found out the right band of the radio.
He's freaking out this morning. It's not working. It's not working. So
I just said, is it working?
Turn it on.
Well, it wasn't. It was on, but it wasn't on. Never mind. Maximum Insurance and Financial, and probably Judy, she's hearing this, will probably just stop advertising with us. Maximum Insurance and Financial, everything under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Give Judy a call. This is who handles life insurance for us. 221-0441. Check on your fire insurance, because a lot of people are finding out that fire insurance wasn't exactly what they thought, huh, Trish?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of people are having that problem.
We're here with Bruce Robb and Cameron Middleton. We're talking about the vote for the parks, that the construction fees and the impact it's having. And we got a really good background from Robb on how going out to Stillwater, which seemed like a good idea. I mean, we're past figuring out about Stillwater. I mean that's just past. But trying to get people there. We've had, since I've lived here in 10 years, we've had one person grow out, build out there, and I'm not sure they're building. It's the
it's built the
nursery. Now, there's another company that was looking out there. It was in the paper. I think it was Pace Engineering. Is that one still on the – should I ask?
Well, they're in the process of trying to look at that and make sense out of everything and see if they can make it work for them. Options aren't a great deal in the city limits.
We've got some great pieces of property down the city of Anderson.
and that's always, you know, another alternative idea for them. But at this point in time, and I don't want to speak for Pace, but I have been involved with them a little bit on this. And, you know, hopefully we can make something work for them. As I mentioned earlier, job credits are a big issue right now, and whether or not they're viable and can be utilized, the penalties on that is severe. And so,
can you explain to people when you say job credits what you mean by that?
Well, to help offset the impact fees by creation of new jobs, the city's able to offer what they call job credits for these new jobs as long as they meet certain criteria. And this credit would amount to so much per employee under their criteria. Maybe it's $5,000. So if you create 20 new jobs, they would receive a credit towards their impact fees of $100,000.
Oh, okay.
Now, if this is challenged, and they go out and build a building, and this is being challenged everywhere, and I think they're even after Amazon and Tesla and so forth. But if they're challenged and they're found in error, and they can be penalized based on the prevailing wage before the building got built. So they went ahead and built the building. They then are penalized based on the hourly prevailing wage versus what was paid.
Okay.
Plus interest, plus penalties.
Ooh. That can get up there real quick.
That's kind of like the IRS. You know, you don't want to.
And is this an organized group that's going around suing these people are challenging this?
You have the labor unions out
there.
It's
the labor unions that are, okay.
And I guess I don't understand it, because it seems like to me is that if you get jobs and you keep getting jobs, that it works out for everybody. And, I mean, they're not being cheated out of their, I mean, the people are still getting paid and all that. And we're just
are
trying
they
to
not,
help.
Is it places that are employing people that are not union jobs?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So you have a different scale, obviously, in wages. And unions want to see that prevailing wage in place.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why they put these out to bid, too. Some of these deals, like I say, are so thin when it comes to making any money that that a lot of times you'll go with the lowest bidder. And right now there's not the labor force isn't what it was 10 years ago in Reading. And you see these permits for rebuilds. And there aren't enough people to build the houses.
Well, that's
I was going to say that's one of the things I hear when people when you try to relocate businesses here. That's been a complaint in Shasta County for years. Is the workforce, the labor force, qualified labor force, whether you're looking at plumbers or welders or engineers or computer techs.
Yeah, and we're going to have that. We're going to have a housing shortage here right now. Currently, I think there's 750 listings. And Rob and I can remember the days when we had 2,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, and 750, what's that considered? Is that considered, is that a really low then?
Yeah, very
amount?
Much so.
Because it covers all the...
all of Shasta County.
Shasta County?
Yeah, that's
only
less
750?
Than...
Yeah, and that is really low.
Yeah, yeah, that's about 3 months' supply.
Well, Bruce, one of the things you said the other day when we were talking, which is why I have all of you on today, was... This cost, this adding it on for especially for offices and businesses,
commercial and industrial, yeah,
has never been done before.
No,
and that do we even know how much money we're talking about here?
Well, yeah. For instance, Costco, it's going to raise their fees $75,000 by adding this park fee, and they're up already over $1.7 million.
Well, you know what I heard was for oversight and fees on the soccer field. That they're building, it's over $500,000 for the soccer field. That I mean, there's nothing on there except turf. So I'm just wondering, because I thought that they'd reduced fees last year.
I was on that committee.
Okay.
And I kind of begged to get on that committee, and part of the reason I got on that committee, I got pretty tired of not seeing normal housing being built in the way of apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like everything being built in apartments was subsidized. And to take, for instance, a fourplex, prior to that committee, a fourplex permit to build was $100,000 for the permit. Well, if you go out there and try and say, okay, this cost of construction now is going to be $300,000 or $400,000, and then you have a $500,000 investment, what's your rate of return? What do I have to get in the way of rents?
Yeah.
And it wasn't working for anybody. And that's what's happened over the years, is that as the permit fees have gone up, the land prices have gone down. You can't just have everything keep going up and renting these for $600 a month or $700 a month. Doesn't work. You'd better off in savings. And so there's been a shortage of apartments. Rents have gone up. They haven't gone up tremendously. It's, again, trying to factor in what Reading's average wage is and the demand out there and make everything work. So if you want a subsidized town, I guess we keep going the way we are, because it seems like most apartments being built right now are subsidized. And so we were able to get the park fee, or, well, the building fees, and the park fees were eliminated from that committee. But we did get those down, I think, to $63,000 for a fourplex.
Okay.
Now, part of the discussion the night of the vote was the fact that because permit fees were reduced, this park fee is really no big deal. So I don't know about that rationale. To me, it doesn't make sense.
If you take away with one hand and then pour it on the other, it's kind of like you still got those fees back up.
The issue with the subsidized housing, that's part of the problem. You get people that have got a job. They don't qualify for those subsidized apartment complexes, and there aren't enough homes available or living places available for them to get out.
So it depends on what kind of town do you want.
Well, so you've got apartments available to anybody who can qualify for subsidy, i.e. somebody that's not working. the people that are working and have the jobs can't find a place for their family to live.
Right now, the problem is that I think the vacancy factor is between 2.5% and 3%, which is traditionally very low. And the problem we're having is with supply. And every time you raise any kind of a fee, it adds to the cost. You get a hiccup in the interest rates of 0.25%, and you're eliminating that many more families from buying a home. And that's really tough in Reading. You can't build homes, and you take a young couple with one child. They both work. They have a car, each have a car, and they go to daycare for the child, and they don't qualify to buy. In the state of California, we're over 2.5 million homes short and growing daily. And it's going to get worse. The prices haven't really dropped, especially in Southern California. And we've held up here due to the campfire and the car fire. But we're going to have a shortage of homes. And every time you raise the fees, it's going to affect the price of the home. Materials keep going up.
Oh.
You know, everything has gone up. And so you're eliminating a certain segment. So if you can't come up here and buy a home, and can't get a job, why are you going to move here? Because of the parks? It doesn't work that way.
You know, I think, Rob, you mentioned it, that in all the things that when you're selling, you're trying to sell something here to businesses, that the idea of parks and trails, though they're very nice, are not the selling point here if you're going to put a lot of money into construction. We need to take a break here. I'm here with Bruce and Rob and Cameron Middleton. And we're talking about the Parkview and impact they believe it's going to have on construction of new businesses and people coming in here, building new homes. Right now we're at the lowest level of 2,000 homes in all of Shasta County for sale. And there's like a 2.5% to 3% vacancy rate in the apartments. Is it apartments or just rentals?
Overall rentals.
Overall rentals here, which is extremely low. And we need to build more. But to build more means that you've got to keep it at a level where the people with the wages here can afford them. Not, you know, we're getting into this, the doctors, lawyers, government workers, and the rest of Reading here.
Well, we've lost our middle class in
Shasta
County.
Yeah, we're losing it here. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where Linda likes to hang out if I'm out. Mm. That's why I only go turkey hunting once a year, because I do it on a Sunday, so she can't, because they're closed on Sundays. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, because. But then again, she meets you down there.
I know.
Often.
Linda and I agree that a girl just can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
You're the peace to the restless. You are.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now, back to our show.
You'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my time.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air for over 25 years have been servicing any type of heating and cooling systems. And guess what? It's going to, I know it doesn't seem like it. It's going to be hot here in probably a week. So it's a good time to check your filters and everything. Make sure that air conditioning is working. Give Martin or Pam a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I'm here with Bruce, Rob, and Cameron Middleton, and we're talking about the park fee, the impact that's going to have not just on business but also residential buildings. And, you know, we're building the park fees for future parks, not maintaining the ones we have. And if you want to get in and see an argument between two city council members, one will say those parks are being maintained right now and great. And so that they, you know, and so they're in great shape. And another one will tell you they're not being maintained at all, or they're being maintained at a very low level because of all the things that are happening there. So,
well, and if you walk around, you can pretty well tell which one of them is right.
Yeah. So let's kind of round this up because future parks, are we talking about? I mean, it's usually based on growth, but you had a comment, Cameron, about ones that are being built right now.
Well, and again, you bring in terms of the maintenance, and with the public safety factor, obviously the bigger concern we hear from everybody around town isn't do we have enough parks or a park for my kid to go to? Is it safe for my kid to go to that park? We're literally closing down parks, because we have a lack of public safety. So to be building more that we're then going to have to shut down for public safety issues, I don't think makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of times people discount, and it's easy to discount, the negative effects of an increase in a fee like this. Basic economics, number one rule. If you want less of something, you tax it. And economically, it doesn't matter if it's a tax or if it's a fee. But if you want less of something, that's why we tax the heck out of cigarettes. That's why in certain places in the country they're trying to tax sugary soda, other things. They want less of it. When you increase a fee like this, you do get less building, construction, economic growth. The fear that I have, and you brought up earlier, Trish, regarding having that skilled workforce. What unfortunately the recession did here was decimate our construction labor infrastructure, if you will. The number of subcontractors, the number of contractors, that skilled labor pool to be able to take care of all the facets of residential and commercial and industrial construction. the problem you now have, we've kind of have a confluence, a lucky timing here, where we've got a few large projects, the courthouse, the new Bethel campus, the Dignity building, some building downtown.
Costco.
Costco, if that goes, you also, which I think is likely. And we also have the rebuilds from the car fire. The trouble that you're going to have is that hopefully that's going to bring a lot of labor into town that's going to be here. You're going to have new subcontractors. You're going to have new general contractors. We're finally going to rebuild that. And it's about the direction that we're going. Are we going to increase fees to the point and make it more consistently more difficult to build, or make it easier to build? And as you do that, I worry that we're going to rebuild this construction infrastructure, and then all of a sudden we're going to lose it. Yeah. And we're going to have a number of people who are going to start to, once this little boom has completed, they're going to leave again. And we're going to see that those subcontractors, those contractors leave once again or go to other work or go to other areas. And because we will have made it so difficult on the little guy. Against yeah, large
the
companies.
The ones we're talking now have got deep pockets. They can probably, you know, swing these things.
The like, big guys,
we say $75,000 to Costco. Costco goes, they don't like it, but it's not like they're not going to make the money off it. But when you start, but you're right. Once they're gone, now we're back into building homes, building, trying to build apartments, and all these are multifamily areas.
And Panda Express is the perfect example. That's a large national chain. What about the person here in town that wants to build a new restaurant?
Yeah.
Just a single individual person here in town that goes, gosh, I want to build a new restaurant. I want to find a place to do it. I've got a great concept. They're going to be unable to do it. The small home builder, this person wants to go out and build individual custom homes or build four or five at a time. They're not going to be able to do it. It's only going to be your very large chains, large construction companies that are going to be able to do anything, and the little guy isn't going to be able to compete.
Well, and people like we were talking earlier about Pace Engineering, a local company but not a national company. If they try to expand, can they do that when they have to meet all those new requirements?
And that's
you're facing
a million-dollar
right
question.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try and bring a firm like Pace where they're expanding and want to grow in this community.
A valuable member of the community
exactly,
for many years.
With good-paying jobs. Can they do it?
So, and if they don't, do they go someplace else?
In this case, I doubt it because there's a lot of roots
yeah,
in this
roots
area. But the growth you know, it's difficult to say, do we stay in Redding? Do we go to Anderson? You know, and they have requirements from internet needs to.
Exactly.
You know.
All types of things. Yeah. Got it.
So.
Okay. You know, while we're here, I've got you all here. A big question that I had, and I'd like to switch from the parks to the river. As I think everybody knows, the lease between Kutros and McConnell is up in 2020. This is probably one of the most, you know, everybody talks about, was it up in Oregon? They talk about
Bend,
Oregon. And what they forget
San
is
San Antonio,
that,
Texas.
And what they forget
the
about is that Bend, Oregon also passed a $29 million bond to pay for all that stuff up there. And they didn't do it by taxing people. So what are we looking at here, in your all's best opinion, what's going to happen here in like 2 years? Cameron?
Well, we represent the Kutros family, and I know that they have been in preparation and in the planning phases for some time.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some wonderful ideas for the riverfront. Obviously, these leases have been a hindrance to doing that. You need to make sure the leases are gone ahead of time. They're looking at a whole variety of uses down for the river. There are certain complications that arise with it. You know, number one is that river fluctuates. It's not San Antonio with a little canal that goes through that could be controlled. The river goes up and down. You've got engineering concerns, some other things. But they've really got some wonderful ideas. And I think for the first time, these leases were so long. This is really kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity
mm-hmm.
here to do this. And, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, people go, gosh, those leases are going to take so long to expire. It's almost never going to get here. Well, we're here. We're at that point. Those leases are expiring, and there's a real opportunity. And I know the family wants to take, you know, full advantage of this opportunity. And I think we're really going to end up with something wonderful. I know we're going to end up with something wonderful down there in the relatively near future.
And the important part of this is that what has been forgotten by this community for many, many years in their planning stages is that property is, in fact, owned by the Kutras family. There was a lot of planning done a few years back without a lot of questioning or involvement of the Kutras family, and it kind of, then everybody said, well, we can't do anything, and they're an obstacle, and I kept trying to remind them, they shouldn't have tried to plan somebody else's property.
It didn't end up well at all,
but a lot of people were unaware of that and couldn't understand what all happened, and I kept saying, you know what, they got the cart before the horse there, and now this is good. The Kutras family, I know personally what you're speaking of.
They have to get
involved
in this.
They have great plans.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll be back. The thing about this is we have one restaurant on the river.
In all of Shasta County.
And we have how many thousands cars pass by us every day, you know, 60, 70,000 cars. And we've got that one restaurant. It's up on the hill. And we have such a beautiful river here that if it's developed correctly, and we want to talk a bit about that, there's no reason that we'll put Bend, Oregon, you know, people will stop here and they won't make it to Bend, Oregon. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Look at Brian Daly's record in Sacramento. Daly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Daly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Daly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Daly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Chris Clark and Carl Bond. It's Thursday, the 21st of March. It's 8:48 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. Good morning.
Time goes by way too quick. Two hours almost gone.
We have Bruce and Rob Middleton. Cameron ran out screaming. He's got something he's going to be late for. We're talking about development of the riverfront now. The Kutras leases with McConnell Foundation and maybe others is up in 2 years. 1 year. Gotcha. It's 20,000.
At the end of 2020. Yeah, 2020.
2020. Right. So already plans are being made about things to be done down there using private money, not tax money, not city money, nothing. It's private developers. So can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've been working on that. 2020 will get here before we know it. And, you know, doing anything in the city of Reading is not necessarily quick or easy. But we're certainly working on it. We've actually got people that would sign letters of intent. We have some top-notch restaurants that have given an interest that they would like to have a build down there, and the land lease is fine in that situation. You know, we've also talked about trying to get rid of the old hotel and build a new one.
This is the one that's right across the is right next to the on-ramp right there, the one that's been shut down.
Yeah, it's been shut down for quite a while. And
what's that round building? What is that?
That was a little hotel that somebody built as well. Bob Spade, I think, developed that.
Is that thing open?
No, it's in disarray.
Yeah, that one would be gone.
But if we could take both those buildings down, actually, it's like 2.6 acres, that parcel. There's a total of 24 parcels.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and then right next to the gas station, which is also a land lease, there'd be room to put something else there. But maybe build a new three-story hotel and repurpose it, remove it a little bit, and then the bottom floor would be looking at the lagoon, the top two floors at the river. And that would be one of the first things you see as you pull on to Park Marine. It would be a brand new facility and make it user and family friendly. And we think that would do very well. So that's something that we're looking at. But we've actually talked to quite a few people, a few developers. It's going to take time, but I think the fact that it'll be private money and not subsidized in any way, we probably need to talk to the city about maybe trying to reroute Park Marine a little bit, and that would have to be done on the developer's dime, but that would free up more space without Park Marina going through it. So,
there's
a condo
floods
project.
There, as we know.
Yeah.
Well, what about things like housing? I know we've talked so much about, business and all that, but ideally down there, housing along there, something that somebody could live along the river.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
You're going to have the river trail going through. Currently you have what's known as Village Drive, where those houses kind of hang out over the river. About halfway up Village Drive, there's a NITMAS that goes all the way back to Park Marina, and that had been approved to be built a while back. And now we have somebody looking at going forward with that, and that would create about 18 more living units. And then there's five or six small commercial pieces right in front that could be developed. But that road would extend to Park Marina, might be gated. We'd have to look at that. We talked about a three or four story condo project down there, maybe at the south end. And I've just mentioned that to a few people and everybody wants to get on the list. And, I don't know how far away we are on all this because it's going to take time.
It will take time.
That's why we've started and have been working on this for a while.
And this again is private development money. It's not the city. It's not your tax money coming in. It's all market price there.
Yeah.
What other types of business, Rob, do you think? I mean, if you look at the canal in San Antonio, I mean, they use that thing so well. I mean, there's all types of little business alongside it, but they've got these boats going up and down, or little barges going up and down, people eating lunch and breakfast and dinner on. Do you see something like that happening? If we have new restaurants there, are they going to be able to put an electric boat in the water?
We've talked about putting docks, because you have a number of boats going by all the time, fishermen and pleasure boats, rafting or whatever, but putting a restaurant that would have a dock.
A dock that you could go? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then
Jack
and then,
London Square in Oakland.
Yeah, exactly. and then putting some retail amongst restaurants and that type of thing. And what we're looking towards, and we've gotten favorable responses, are businesses that aren't in Reading, that are pretty well known. But anyway, the ones we've contacted have been very favorable. And, you know, obviously it's when and how long, and so that's going to, you know, we don't know that for sure.
I'm hoping that the emphasis is going to be, I was appalled when they did build some buildings down there and they were all private office building kind of things. Hopefully the emphasis is going to be on letting the people in the city of Reading and the Shasta County, let us kind of mingle there from time to time, whether it's doing shopping or eating in restaurants or you know, visiting. We can spend a little money, but I'll be able to really get close to and enjoy that wonderful river. And
that's the idea, is to make it pedestrian friendly.
There you go.
And walk amongst businesses and restaurants.
Sure. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I had an idea about the parks. I was driving when you guys talked about it earlier, and I couldn't get over soon enough to get to call you. But anyway, if they were to put somebody there like you have in the state parks at the gates, that would be kind of like a residence, but there, you don't have a resident person there, but somebody that would stay there at the gate all day long and check people in and out of the parks and check them with a wand, make sure they're not carrying metal and all this kind of stuff in there, and drugs. And then check their IDs and everything. You would deter a lot of the criminal base team go into the parks.
Well, that's probably an idea, but you know, I tell you right then, as soon as you start metal wanding and keeping people out of the parks saying you need ID, a lot of these people don't have IDs, and that's, you're going to get into a fist fight there.
But what we're talking about in the city of Reading is building little parks, pocket parks. You can't have an armed guard and have them all gated and in and out.
Yeah.
I didn't say armed guard. I just said somebody like the greeter at Walmart, you know, Walmart, being there. And,
hey, can I see your ID?
And check them out. But if you have somebody there checking IDs or checking people out when they come in and out of the place there, you deter a lot of the criminal base.
Well, you would think so.
Because they wouldn't want to be checked.
All right.
Yeah, that's
all right,
true.
Jim. Thanks a lot.
There are communities out there that have a user card.
Probably a good idea.
And an annual fee. Just like a library card or some other card, or Turtle Bay card, and you pay an annual fee, and you show that as you go into the park.
And if you have a gated community where they have general, how do they call it, the public properties that are maintained by the community, and the park is maintained, then the people that live in that facility, they pay a fee into that.
We've got like about 3.5 minutes left. What do you see is the largest obstacle for the development of the river?
California.
Okay.
And the regulations.
Well, you're going to have the Army Corps of Army Engineers down there anytime you build near or on water. And obviously, we'd like to have some that would overhang and create a dock and that type of thing. And I think that can be done, but that takes time. Mm-hmm. And my main concern, and we've made a lot of progress and we've made good contacts, but the time factor. Take Costco. We're 6 weeks from having that property in escrow, 3 years. And that's a big box store, and here 3 years, and it's going to go beyond that. When we get a development like this, you're going to have a lot of input. And so we'll have to wade through that. But we're going to try and conceive a plan that will be favorable to the city of Reading and to all involved. But it'll take time.
There's some 25 agencies that have to do with any time you even get anywhere near water. And each one of them has to go through their process.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce and Rob, for coming in here, Middleton. As you know, after that vote, Bruce and I were at an event, and we started talking about this, and we've had a number of the city council people on both sides talking about that, talking about the soccer fields and talking about the this project, this fee raise. Tomorrow, Julie Winter will be on, and we're going to talk to her about this, and we're going to use some of the things that y'all said. That raising fees in this time is there, you know, what if for future parks? Seems like, you know, with the dwindling population, at least for right now, who knows, but, you know, when we're doing the, with the river gets developed, you know, more people will come in. It just seems like right now we're at that point where we're getting ready to take those big steps, we shoot ourselves in the foot.
We're going backwards. Yeah. And you know, the commercial, adding commercial and industrial, do you know how many permits there were in the city of Reading last year, 2018, commercial permit? 8. So you're not going to get rich off any fees. And what you're going to do is you're going to harm that number by it's too expensive.
The public perception, if law enforcement is the biggest issue in this county, I mean, that's all I've heard for the last how many years? That's the topic of conversation. Yeah. And so they come up with the 1% sales tax that they're going to try to pass in the city of Anderson or city of Reading, and then immediately turn around and start talking about soccer fields and park fees. And I think you've got to look at the perception of the public out there. They need a lot of confidence to vote for a 1 cent sales tax. Don't know where that's going to come from.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us today. Tomorrow, Mayor Julie Winter will be with us. We're going to discuss the soccer field. We're going to discuss the park. We're going to discuss the park fees and several other things. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.